Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
With a show that features as much time paradoxes, moving backwards and forwards across universes, robot dogs, mysteriously vanishing companions, the scripts have got to be tight and polished so that the actors aren't stood there scratching their heads when the cameras start to roll. However, that is not to say that in the entire history of Doctor Who, and we are coming up on 60 years, that a little bit of improvisation hasn't snuck in there every now and again. With that in mind, I am Sean Ferrick for Who Culture, and here are 10 Doctor Who moments that were improvised. Just before we get started, I just want to take another second to tell you about our sponsor, Doctor Who The Lonely Assassins. Now, I mean, if we're being honest, we Whovians, we don't always get the same love from game companies that some of the other fans do. So I'm really excited to get the chance to talk to you about this game today.
Created by our good friends, the digital entertainment studio Maze Theory with Kaigan Games in partnership with BBC Studios, Doctor Who The Lonely Assassins transports players into a dark mystery amidst a series of sinister events occurring at Western Drumlins.
A chance encounter with a discarded phone on the streets of London ignites a thrilling mystery as the player receives an urgent call from ex-unit scientist Petronella Osgood, played by Ingrid Oliver. With whispers of a returning and terrifying menace, will you be able to aid her and uncover the truth? One of the really cool things about this game is that it was shot on location in London and Cardiff. So Doctor Who The Lonely Assassins combines real-world footage with open-ended puzzle gameplay. Now, it invites players to view a virtual phone to help uncover clues and get to the truth. You can read messages, you can view videos and answer calls, which will allow you to put the clues together to figure out the true events that are going on at Wester Drumlins. There's even a very special voice cameo by current Doctor Jodie Whittaker as well. Check out the link in the description below. And just once more, huge thanks to Maze Theory and the whole team at Doctor Who The Lonely Assassins for letting us be a part of this launch. Seriously, guys, I've played this. You are going to love it. Number 10, Amy's letter, The Angels Take Manhattan. Okay, so this first improvisation, it doesn't actually appear on screen.
Why is it on the list?
Because it happens just off screen. This comes after the episode where Amy and Rory are zapped back in time by the Weeping Angels. Maybe she was right to be frightened of them. You have Matt Smith's 11th Doctor sitting on the park bench reading the afterword in Amy's book. It's an emotional kick in the heart as we watch his face crumble, but while he's reading the good news of what she did with her life. Karen Gillan was sitting just off screen reading the letter out so that Matt Smith could react properly to this. However, she realized during filming that she'd only been given the first two pages and she didn't have the end of it. So the entire ending of that scene done completely off the cuff. Karen Gillan just rolled with it. She improvised and Matt Smith's reaction is totally genuine. Now, this is one of those scenes where a little bit of improvisation really does go a long way, because The Angels Take Manhattan, it is definitely a standout episode in Doctor Who's admittedly mixed seventh season. 9. The Synchronized Turn, The Pyramids of Mars. Now, The Pyramid of Mars is one of the epic of the classic serials. Not only does it also introduce the amazing villain of Sutekh, but it also features Tom Baker and Elizabeth Sladen at their best. They had this incredible backstage and on-screen chemistry, and they were also given a lot of room to improvise. Now, this can be best seen in the fourth episode of the serial. They walk out from behind their hiding space, are confronted with someone who just isn't looking the right way, and as one, they turn and walk back, hoping to be unseen. Now, supposedly Baker got this idea from a Marx Brothers comedy, but the fact that he managed to insert it into the episode to the point where it was kept was just a little example of how good they worked together, that it was totally believable on screen. Number 8, the disinfection process, New Earth. Now, this is one of the great episodes of early New Who. It's David Tennant's second episode because we had the Christmas invasion, and it features that brilliant gag of himself and Rose stepping into the elevators and then immediately getting completely disinfected. Now, you see on the doctor's face, he's just totally used to this because David Tennant knew what was coming. Rose looks absolutely shocked when all of that water is suddenly blown at her in the elevator. And you know why? Because nobody quite told Billy Piper what was about to happen in that scene. 7. Hey Missy, you're so fine. Death in heaven. Michelle Gomez as Missy was an absolute joy in season 8 of Doctor Who, particularly because a lot of the things that she came out with seemed to be either off the cuff or improvised. One such moment is where she just starts singing, "Hey Missy, you're so fine, you blow my mind, hey Missy." Stephen Moffat actually liked this moment so much that they called back to this in the season 9 premiere as well, The Magician's Apprentice. The text comes up on the screen, "Hey Missy, you're so fine." Michelle Gomez would have you believe that Stephen Moffat wrote the character so well she almost never needed to improvise, but we're not buying it. This one's all Gomez. Number 6, Which One Is Mine? The Day of the Doctor. After the amazing events of the 2013 50th anniversary special, The Day of the Doctor, there's a wind down moment where three incarnations of the Doctor, the 11th Doctor, the 10th Doctor, and the War Doctor, are all standing in the museum. They have a quick conversation about the epic scale of what they've done and how they won't remember it. And it's a sort of a nice, somber moment, you know, of reflection. And then the War Doctor breaks the mood by looking at the three TARDISes and going, "Which one is mine?" What makes it even better is that John Hurt ad-libbed this line. Now, obviously, John Hurt is sadly no longer with us, but he left an indelible stamp on Doctor Who in just this single appearance alone. This brilliantly ad-libbed little scene was confirmed by Stephen Moffat as entirely out of the actor's head, and we are delighted for it. 5, Are You My Mummy? The Poison Sky. If you ask the phrase, "Are you my mummy?" to any Whovian, not only will they potentially mace you in the face, but they will begin running so far as they can in the opposite direction because Stephen Moffat knows how to make words creepy. But Stephen Moffat actually gets a break on this one because this one is all David Tennant. In the season 4 two-parter, The Poison Sky, The Sontaran Stratagem, the Doctor dons a gas mask and turns around to one of the unit officers and asks, "Are you my mummy?" This was allegedly ad-libbed by David Tennant on set. Now, there's a little asterisk on this one because we don't really have any way of knowing what David Tennant said because his face was completely obscured with the gas mask. He could have said anything and had it ADR'd back in later on. However, I choose to believe this. And if you don't choose to believe that, that's entirely up to you. 4, Chunky Gilmore, Remembrance of the Daleks. Sylvester McCoy knew how to make a quick joke or two during his time in Doctor Who. And one great example of this is in the particularly violent serial, Remembrance of the Daleks. In the third episode of the serial, the Doctor and Ace are walking through a schoolyard and Ace asks what they're there to do. The Doctor answers that, "We're here to keep an eye on Group Captain Chunky Gilmore," and then goes on to add, he doesn't know why they call him Chunky. The actual reason for why they call him Chunky Gilmore comes entirely from behind the scenes. During filming, actor Simon Williams, who played the titular Gilmore, misunderstood a line that described a chunky service revolver. So from that point on, he was nicknamed Chunky. Now, McCoy, being the sly little git that he is, snuck that into the actual script of the episode, and Simon Williams was forever immortalized as Chunky Gilmore. 3, The Window Mime, Partners in Crime. More than a few people were intrigued when they heard Catherine Tate had been cast as a main companion with the Doctor in season 4. Now, we'd seen her before in The Runaway Bride, where she had a really good buzz with the Doctor, but, you know, you'd be forgiven for thinking, one and done. Then along came this first episode of the season, which totally restored people's faith in this pairing. If you'll remember, the Doctor and Donna see themselves through two sets of windows. Donna's at a door, the Doctor's at the window, and they begin to mime a hello. Catherine Tate is giving it socks. She's like, this is brilliant. I was looking for you. Everything. And it looks so well rehearsed, but it wasn't. Apparently, when going to film the scene, Russell T. Davies actually just said, let's just see what Catherine can do. She absolutely nailed it. And we had, in this presenter's opinion, the greatest companion of revival era Doctor Who born. 2, the Doctor's best friend, Seeds of Doom. Tom Baker and Elizabeth Sladen are back again because apparently when you get the two of them on set together, there's just going to be divilment, all right? Much like the Pyramids of Mars, the Seeds of Doom has endured and it has lasted time. During the scene where Scorby holds the Doctor and Sarah Jane hostage, the Doctor introduces Sarah Jane as his best friend in one of the most heartwarming moments of any of Baker's tenure. Now, according to Elizabeth Sladen's posthumous autobiography, this was ad-libbed by Tom Baker, who just really felt it was right to describe Sarah this way. There's also a little funny bit of ad-libbing improvisation throughout the course of the show, but there was one where Scorby tells the Doctor to turn around, and so Baker does a kind of a pirouette 360. Technically, he didn't break any rules. Technically, he did exactly what he was asked to do. Elizabeth Sladen related again in the posthumous autobiography that things were light enough on the set, light enough that they all felt that they could ad-lib a little bit. In that same third episode, Sarah Jane and the Doctor are escaping from a chauffeur by hiding down a drain, and Sarah Jane jumps up and goes, hey you, cloth eyes. Now, it doesn't sound like much, but it's just a little bit more playful, a little bit braver, more daring do of Sarah Jane. And again, it was just because they felt they had the freedom to ad-lib within reason. And 1, the curator's congratulations, the Day of the Doctor. The final scene between the curator and the 11th Doctor in the Day of the Doctor is superb. It's very short, but it is just the perfect tribute to the 50 years of Doctor Who, as of course the oldest living Doctor joined the then current incarnation. Now, it's heavily suggested in this scene that the curator is a future incarnation of the Doctor, something that the curator feels happy enough about to say to the Doctor, congratulations. This, again, was Baker improvising. He was congratulating Matt Smith on the possibility that one day he could become Tom Baker. And if you look at the popularity of the Doctors, with Tom Baker almost always coming out on top, Matt Smith's Doctor does pretty well in the rankings, so you never know. He could be the next Baker.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.